All right, get ready because we're diving into AI and faith today. And we've got some really interesting articles here by Derek Sherman, a computer scientist who really isn't afraid to like ask those big questions about technology and how it fits into, the world and our lives as Christians.
And he starts by asking us to like reconsider something we might just take for granted. The whole nature of creation itself.
Oh, interesting. So he says creation includes all the things that God has ordained to be. So that would mean technology is part of God's plan too. Even like from the most basic tool to like the most complex AI, that's kind of a radical thought when you think about it. So like, what does that mean for us then? Are we like co-creators with God in a way?
Well, that's the kind of question that Sherman really wants us to wrestle with. And he even points to this fascinating detail in Genesis 2:12, where God specifically mentions raw materials, like gold and onyx.
Wow, so it's almost like God is hinting that we're supposed to use these resources to develop technology to like shape and mold the world around us.
It really challenges the idea that technology is somehow separate from creation, like something that we've just imposed on the world. And instead, Sherman suggests that it's actually woven into the very fabric of creation.
Oh, I see.
And, that connects directly to our role in fulfilling that cultural mandate to, to fill the earth and subdue it.
Okay, so we're not just supposed to passively admire creation. We're supposed to be actively engaging with it and unfolding its potential through technology. But of course, that brings up another big question, especially when it comes to AI. How do we make sure we're shaping technology in a way that honors God and serves humanity?
Well, Sherman says we need to start with a clear understanding of what makes us human. Like, how are we fundamentally different from machines? That's where this idea of the imago Dei comes in.
Yeah, but that's where I kind of get a little stuck. If we're uniquely made in God's image, doesn't AI's increasing ability to, mimic human creativity, even spirituality, doesn't that blur the line?
Well, it's a really valid question, and one that Sherman acknowledges. But he warns against the danger of what he calls anthropomorphizing machines, attributing human qualities to them. And in fact, he says that doing so could actually diminish the unique value and dignity of humanity.
So how do we hold on to that distinction when AI is getting so good at things that we thought were like uniquely human?
Well, Sherman asks this really provocative question. He says, what are the activities that we as humans will simply insist be performed by other humans, regardless of what computers can do? So it forces us to consider like the essence of our humanity. Like, what are those things that can only be done by a person imbued with the image of God?
That really gets to the heart of it, doesn't it? It's not just about what AI can do, but what we believe should remain within the realm of human experience and interaction. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, for me, it highlights the irreplaceable value of things like human connection, empathy, compassion. These qualities aren't just about processing information. It's about understanding and responding to the needs of another person on a deeper level.
That resonates with me. I think about things like teaching, nursing, pastoral care. We can use AI to assist in those areas. But there's something about those human interactions, that presence of another soul, that I don't think can be replicated by a machine, no matter how sophisticated it gets.
And Sherman isn't saying we should reject AI altogether. He actually points to some incredible examples of AI being used for good in medicine, environmental monitoring, and, assisting people with disabilities. So it's not about technology being good or bad inherently. It's about how we direct it, the intentions behind its development and its use.
And that brings us to, the reality of the fall, the brokenness of our world and our own human nature, because that's where the temptation comes in, right? Like we see technology's potential and we start thinking like, this is it. This is going to solve all of our problems. It becomes almost like an idol, like the Tower of Babel.
That's a powerful analogy. Sherman reminds us that technology can be a tool for good, but it can also be misused or even weaponized. It all depends on the heart that's directing it. And, this tension between like technology's potential for good and then also the reality of our brokenness, our fallenness. This is something Sherman really wrestled with as he was trying to, integrate his faith with his work as a computer scientist.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that he talked about those inadequate approaches he observed, like dualism, biblicism, and simplistic analogies. I mean, that must have been like a frustrating experience, feeling like none of those frameworks really worked for him.
And he was looking for a way to connect his faith with his work in a way that was intellectually honest, but also, you know, practically relevant. And, you know, he finally landed on this biblical narrative of creation, fall, redemption, and restoration.
That's a really powerful framework.
Yeah.
So how does that actually play out when we're talking about something like AI?
Well, it gives us a way to understand both the possibilities and the pitfalls of AI.
Okay.
You know, we can see AI as part of God's ongoing work of creation, a way to like unfold the potential that he's placed in the world. But we also have to be mindful of the fall, the potential for AI to be misused or to become, you know, an object of idolatry.
And that brings us to a topic that you wanted to talk about, ChatGPT and the future of education.
Yeah, ChatGPT has really captured people's imagination.
It has.
It's not just a tool. It's like challenging our assumptions about what it means to think, to learn, to even be creative.
Right. It's crazy to think that we're at a point where a machine can write an essay that's like basically indistinguishable from a human.
Right.
So what does that mean for the way we teach, the way we assess learning? I mean, even the student-teacher relationship.
Well, those are exactly the kinds of questions that Sherman is asking. And he even shares this anecdote about a student who created this program to detect AI-generated essays.
Wow. So it's like an arms race.
Yeah, it's like as AI evolves, we need to evolve our approaches to education as well.
Yeah, it's almost like this technology is forcing us to confront these really basic questions about what we value in education.
Right.
Like, is it about just memorizing facts and information?
Right.
Or is it about developing, you know, critical thinking skills, creativity, and being able to discern truth, you know, in a world that's just saturated with information?
Well, Sherman suggests that AI could actually be this powerful tool to enhance those skills.
Oh, well,
like imagine using AI to personalize learning, to give students really specific feedback, to help them identify their own strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
It's not about replacing teachers.
Right.
It's about empowering them to be even more effective.
So instead of fearing AI as this threat, we could actually embrace it as like a partner in education.
And that was to help students develop the skills they'll need to navigate this really complex world.
Exactly. It's about seeing AI not as a replacement for human intelligence, but as a complement to it.
Mm.
And that kind of mindset shift can apply not just to education, but to like all areas of life as AI becomes more integrated into our world.
It's like we're at this crossroads. We can either see AI as this force that diminishes us, that takes away our jobs and devalues our skills, or we can choose to see it as an opportunity to evolve, to, you know, leverage its power to enhance our creativity and productivity, and even our understanding of ourselves and the world around us. It's a choice that requires wisdom, discernment, and a really clear understanding of our values. And that's where Sherman brings in this fascinating connection that, like, ties everything together.
Okay.
Remember those raw materials we talked about earlier? The gold, the onyx, the pearls?
Yeah, the ones from Genesis.
Well, they show up again in Revelation 21, this time describing the New Jerusalem.
Wow, that connection between the raw materials of our technology and the building blocks of the city of God, that's making me think, what does that say about like our responsibility for what we create, even with something as complex as AI?
It's a powerful image, It suggests that human creativity, that ability to shape and transform creation, has this potential to be redeemed and used for God's glory. Just as gold can be fashioned into like a beautiful work of art, or it can be used for destruction.
Right.
Technology can be used to build up, or it can be used to tear down.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the heart behind it, the intentions that shape its development and use.
And that brings us back to that framework that Sherman presented.
Okay.
Creation, fall, redemption, and restoration.
Yeah.
We're called to be co-creators with God, to unfold the potential he placed in creation. But we also need to be mindful of our limitations.
Yeah.
Our tendency to misuse the gifts that we've been given.
And ultimately, it's the redemptive power of Christ that offers us hope.
Yes.
And guides us as we try to figure out this whole complex world of AI.
Absolutely.
It feels like we've just barely scratched the surface here, but you've given me so much to think about.
Okay, okay.
It's clear that this whole AI and faith thing isn't just for like computer scientists or theologians, right?
Right.
This impacts everybody.
Absolutely. I mean, we're all interacting with AI every day, whether we realize it or not.
That's true.
And it really is shaping the way we think, the way we work, how we relate to each other.
So where do we go from here? What does it actually look like to, you know, engage with AI in a way that reflects our Christian worldview?
Well, Sherman encourages us to think of ourselves kind of like as amateur theologians.
Oh.
In this space.
Okay.
Like, we don't have to have all the answers, but we need to be willing to ask the tough questions.
Right.
To really wrestle with those ethical implications.
Mm.
To talk with others who, you know, are thinking about these things too.
Yeah, that's encouraging. It means we can all contribute to this conversation, no matter like what our background is or our expertise.
Right.
So what are some like practical steps that we can take to kind of move forward?
Well, one thing we can do is just be more intentional about how we use AI in our own lives.
Okay.
You know, thinking through what are the potential benefits? What are the risks? How can I use it in a way that lines up with my values?
Yeah.
Or there's some areas where I need to set boundaries.
It's also about just staying informed too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, this is a field that's changing so fast.
It is.
And we need to keep up with the latest developments and how they could impact us.
Mm. And, you know, don't underestimate the power of just talking about it.
Yeah. Well,
talking to your friends, your family, mm-hmm. your church community about these things.
Right.
You share your concerns, your hopes, your questions.
Yeah.
We can really learn from each other as we all try to, you know, figure this out together.
Yeah, that reminds me of something Sherman said. He said, this is often the work of amateurs, people from different fields coming together to try to find answers.
Yeah, I love that.
It's kind of a powerful invitation to, like, bring our different perspectives and experiences to the table.
Yeah, and to come to it with humility, too.
Yeah.
You know, recognizing that none of us have all the answers. We're all kind of learning and growing as we, you know, try to understand how AI fits into God's plan for the world.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with that final thought-provoking image that Sherman gave us. If technology is going to be part of the New Jerusalem, what does that say about how it can be redeemed and used for God's glory?
It's an invitation to imagine a future where technology isn't something that divides us or dehumanizes us.
Right.
But a tool that actually helps us to build a world that's more just, more compassionate, and just more flourishing for everyone.
And to remember that we as image bearers,
yes,
have a really important part to play in shaping that future. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.